welcome. I've been cooking for a while. I'm getting really hungry. My favorite pie are the cow pies that we have in our stores. Today, it's one that's an awesome pie. It's the pineapple upside down pie. We're gonna be showing you guys how to decorate your plate with dessert sauces, and it's called plate painting, and it's gonna be wonderful. What I do is I kinda grab here some hot fudge, and I heated it up a little bit in the microwave. This is just a hot fudge that you just buy in your jars and that you put over ice cream and just make a good puddle of that on the plate. This is just a condensed milk. Go ahead and just make a good puddle of this stuff too. This is just a berry ice cream topping too. Go like that. Now I just usually use the little skewers, and what you can do is you can swirl these together just like that. Now another one, we make a puddle of the hot fudge sauce. We can go in there with the milk, and then I go over it again with some bread. Then I take a skewer, go through the circles that you make with the skewer, and you go like that. Now another one that you can do is you can just make your lines, and then you got white and then some red, and then you drag your sauce a different way before the presentation. You see how I spilled on the side? Just take a clean towel and make sure you wipe that clean, so you will have a beautiful presentation. Sometimes, you know, you have a big bundt cake or just like a bigger dessert, you have a bigger tray. What I like to do is go around the perimeter with just one color and then go with the other color in the inside. And then we take the milk, put dots on the inner circle, probably with the hot fudge sauce. What we can do is make dots on the outer perimeter. Make sure they're little dots, because that make it look a lot nicer. Then again, we grab our skewer and we can go one way with the first one, and then we go the opposite way with the other one. There you go. It is time for me to cut in this pie. It's an awesome pie. Cut into it and have an awesome presentation. The way we can finish this up afterwards is an easy way. We just grab a candy bar, and what I do is grab just a potato peeler and just make curls of chocolate that you kind of get on there. And that's like a really easy way just to make this extra special.